Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', y'all? Motherfucking PSA motherfucking podcast. You already know what it is. It's your boy, Three Letter Man. You already know what it is. Welcome to the show. Gonna have a guest on tonight, my dude, Strong Island, New York. My bro, Mike P. Gonna break down his battle with Chef Trez with him, kick it with him, and just have a good back and forth with him and shit. You know what I mean? If y'all have not gonna see Mike P and Chef Trez, go watch that shit. That shit is at goddamn, 122,000 views already in a couple days. So shout out to Mike P, Chef Trez. I've seen a lot of fuckery going on in social media, man. I gotta ask you niggas a question, man. I know battle rap is a popularity contest, and I don't co-sign that fuckery anyway, but do niggas sit down and really listen to bars? Like, sometimes you gotta watch a battle 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. And now, before I started the show, I watched the battle 3 times before I started the show, because now it's fresh on my brain and I could just digest the whole shit. I got a winner, and I'll let me and Mike P will break down exactly who I feel won. You know what I mean? I'm waiting for him to call it right now. But yeah, man, Mike P and Chef Trez was a good back and forth. First round was debatable. It's debatable. Can't front, man. So I'm just waiting for Mike P to call up right quick. Man, y'all niggas do not understand what kind of blockbuster show I got going on. Day boy, tomorrow I got a fucking fire ass. Niggas is not ready for what I'm about to do tomorrow, man. I'm not even gonna talk about that shit. You just see when that shit drop, y'all already know how I do and shit. I just drop my shit and it comes out. Let me see what's going on, Mike P, right? Right now, let me get the guest in right now. I see him online right now. Straight out of Strong Island, New York. My dude right here, motherfucking Mike P. Welcome to PSA motherfucking podcast. What's good, my G?
Hey, man. What's poppin', bro?
What's good, Mike, man? You already know, man. Welcome to PSA podcast. I'm Dolo tonight. You know, my bro Timbo's usually Trey and Timbo, but I'm riding solo tonight. Your boy Trey right here. Okay. What's good, Mike, man?
Right.
Let's talk, man. We're going to talk. We're going to have a good conversation tonight.
Yeah.
In my big cannon voice, let's have a conversation with the congregation right quick.
As long as it's not in your young cannon voice, bro. Keep it big.
We'll talk about young cannon, too. We'll get into young cannon also. Mike, let me ask you a question. First of all, shout out to you and Chef Trez. Over 122,000 views in a couple of days. Shout out to both you brothers, first of all. Salute to both you and Chef Trez on that, first of all. Let's talk. Feedback, what you think of the battle. Before feedback for anybody, you tell me, since you watched the battle, what are you feeling for Mike P? How do you feel the battle went?
I like it, man. I like it a lot, bro. To be honest, I thought there was a few aspects of my game that wasn't as good in the building, and then I kind of looked at it on cam and was like, oh, okay, I wasn't that bad. Thought it was good, man. I thought it was my best performance, my best material as far as pen-wise, you know what I mean? First round, definitely the most fire round I've ever had, besides probably like Tink's second. Chef Trez was doing his thing too, man. It was a good back and forth, very debatable battle. I've never seen it's a pretty damn split battle as far as YouTube comments. You know, polls is pretty close. It's exactly how a battle should have been, man. It was a, you know, debatable battle. It was fire, man. I liked it, man.
All right, let's break down this battle because, contrary to these other motherfuckers I have, Mike, that try to go on social media and don't just say a nigga lost, or after 2 hours, you got to really sit down and digest this shit. And that's why I told you earlier, Mike, give me a couple hours because I watched this battle 3 times now before I started the show. Got my pen out right now, bars,
absolutely,
line for line. Now,
yep.
Do you think in the first round, in the beginning of the first couple bars, it took you a while to heat up a little bit, even though you was going, because you're great at angles. One thing about
absolutely
you,
not.
You are great at angles.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I think, you know, we had this conversation. It's not, there is no such thing as slow. It's the intro to the round. I'm not the
right.
type of guy that just jumps into, well, you know, what's funny. I actually did jump into, this was actually my first attempt at actually jumping into a round with a punchline. And it fell, you know, flat as hell in the first bar. The first two bars, that second punch, that first punch fell flat. And then, after that, I mean, everything went the way I wrote it out. You know what I mean? I wasn't looking for haymakers in the beginning of the round. I was looking for people to go, yeah, this, I'm a beginning, middle, end type of person when it comes to writing. There has to be an intro. I can't just blindly start swinging and going nuts. I like to, you know, flash the pen, give a little theme to what the battle's going to be like. And, nah, man, I didn't start slow at all, bro. It was just the intro to the round. And you're talking, you know, from 30 seconds in to the end of the round, it was nothing but absolute back-to-back madness, no pun intended.
Yeah, because I thought the Beetlejuice line was dope. I thought the Woody Harrelson Never Jam line was fire. I thought you was barking on
yeah.
Chef, the kitchen backed up. Barking on Chef, like the
yeah.
kitchen backed up. I loved all that
yeah,
shit.
It was every bar,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. After the Beetlejuice, it was really every bar. After that, every single thing was hitting. A lot of big, you know, three or four big bars hitting. You know, the Dragon Ball Z, the Angry Fan Shorty Room.
That shit was IJ Black.
The
shaking, I'm tired of handouts.
Yeah, the tired of handouts, the madness, the... I mean, there was so much packed into that round. I don't know what the fuck else you want from me. You know what I mean?
What do you think about crowd reaction, though, Mike? Mike, what do you think about crowd reaction? Because it seemed like I don't go too crazy about crowd reaction too much because a lot of cats are better on camera than they are live in the room because I like to decipher
yeah.
bars better on camera because it's there for me to watch all the time. And I can just be like, all right, I caught that because a lot of your bars – especially to me in the third round, and we'll get to that in a minute, Mike, a lot of shit you were saying, a lot of people were sleeping on. Do you think you heated up in the middle and towards the end? You took it home towards the end.
Yeah, yeah. The funny part about that third, man, is people try to say that I slipped up or I stopped short. Two answers to that. First of all,
okay.
The second to last line is, this is the end of my third. The line before I finish is the end of my third and the start of your downward spiral, Chef. Get cracked with cognac, Henny everywhere, want to be viral, Chef. Cognac, the viral guy that pretends to be a chef that pours Henny over everything. I thought that was fucking fire. It just didn't hit. And that was the end of my line. So,
right.
You know, there is no, I mean, people saying like, oh man, he ended round so bad. It's not my fault. I thought people were going to react. You know what I mean? And especially those last few bars in that third round. Yeah,
the only round, Mike.
So, like, what happened?
No, go ahead, Mike. You got it.
Yeah, nah, I mean, as far as the reaction goes, like, that's whatever, man. I mean, I think me and Trez had equal reaction in the second round, I would say. And I just don't think Trez's pen is up to par with mine. So, for me, I don't care about that. Things that are better. I'm a better writer. I rapped better. You know what I mean? Like, things just, I know how to do it better than him. So, like I said, the reaction was close. That's great. But like Jay Black has said, just because nobody reacted, are you ignoring the bars or are you still hearing
right.
it coming out of my mouth? Or is it just null void because the 175 people that were in the building live didn't react? Do you not react? Do you not care about the bar? You know what I mean? So what a lot
right,
of
right.
people call high spots, that's a building term. That's a building term.
Mm.
That's not on cam. On cam, you have the opportunity to run a bar back, really think about something, analyze something. Dry spots is a building for me. So I don't look at my dry spots as, you know, I don't look at that time in between as a dry spot. I look at it as bars that either weren't caught or they just weren't in the mood to react at that time. You know what I mean? If you're in a building when you watch a battle, for a lot of people that never really went live, there's certain times where the feeling in the room is like, this is the whatever round. You know what I mean? It's the round where I'm not really going to, no one's going to react to shit. And if they do, you know what I mean? I feel like if I had spit my third round from my first round, they would have bugged out more than if I had spit it from my actual last round. You know what I mean? It's just a lot of factors that play.
I wanted to get in the chef's first round. I thought the slide two fist line was cool. No, let's talk about this right quick, Mike. The twerk rebuttal, I thought that shit was strong as hell. Let's talk about rebuttals for a second. Now, you said it yourself, you hit me with three of the things. You said it yourself.
Yeah.
You hit me with three of the things. So, with a rebuttal, as a battle rapper, when you hear rebuttal, do you feel that shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that one kind of stink.
Let me tell you something, man. I, first of all, never experienced that before. I've never gotten rebuttaled. So, definitely highly impressed. True story. And you know me. I don't care, bro. I don't care.
Right. You don't bullshit.
I had a rebuttal in the clip. I had a rebuttal in the clip. Trez has had a police bar, I think, in the first round.
Third.
And,
first.
Yeah, nah, he had like a couple. He had a couple police lines, just punches, not like that angle in the third. But he had a couple. Yeah. He had a police line, I believe, in the second. And I was gonna flip it. So while he's rapping, I'm thinking of it, and in the back of my head, I had something like, oh, you say I'm a cop, but you know, if I got the J's on, you gonna really see Mike with the 12s or some. I don't know, some fucking rebuttal. But
right.
I had it in the clip. Dead ass, I was too nervous to pull it, bro. I was too nervous to pull. That's why I give all my respect to Chef Trez, because I was like, I am not about to do this and then forget at the start of my second round. Absolutely not. Put my hat to Trez. Shout out to Trez, man. Cause that shit, motherfuck that, bro. And I remember in a video I was saying, like, bro, that shit is nothing, man. You just cycle lines in your head and you fucking say it. You know, it's whatever. Nah, bro, that shit was scary, man. I had to rip myself out of it, because at one point I was like, oh wait, how the fuck do I start my second round? I'm too busy thinking about this goddamn round. Like, fuck that, bro. You could have that.
Now, when people say, okay, how strong? Let me ask you a question. How strong? And not to do a point system, Mike, but how strong is a rebuttal / haymaker? Because you could do a rebuttal, but it's not a haymaker. If it's a rebuttal / haymaker, Mike, how strong is that in a battle for a person to win a round?
Not that strong at all.
Okay.
I don't care what the category is. It is one care if it was off the top of the head.
Three of them things, though, Mike. It was three of them things, Sam. You my guy, but it was three of them things.
Two out of three of them things wasn't no wild shit, so it gets narrowed down to a punch. It's just a punch. The bottle's in the bottle. That's great. But like I said multiple times before me and him battle, bro, I am not worried about the first 20 seconds of a battle, of a round.
Right.
Not worried about it. I don't care. So
gotcha.
Even when he said that twerk bar and motherfuckers was crazy, guess what? You
that
got
was
2
awesome.
Minutes and 45 more seconds of rapping. Okay? I don't give a shit. Fire. Absolutely fire,
but,
bro. Once again, tip my hat. That was amazing. But man, I don't care.
In the room, though, in the room, it got to feel a little – it got to feel like, okay, this cat's coming for blood now, right?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't really aware of what had happened. I knew something had happened with Twerk, but then someone told me, I think, while everyone was reacting, they were like, oh, Twerk apparently, like, fell off the stage. So,
obviously, heard about that.
All right, that's fire. But, I mean, really, I had the same poise that I had before the battle. I was like, all right, so whatever, man. I'll be waiting until he starts the round. And then when he starts the round, that's when the battle starts. Yeah, you have a great start. Absolutely, great start, bro. I've never heard a crowd react like that ever, man. I don't even think the camera did it justice. My fucking ears popped. My ears were ringing that initial scream to that rebuttal was absolutely wild. But nah, I didn't care. Arms crossed. Sorry, buddy. You got three more minutes. Let me hear.
The back page line was solid. When he started doing the mimicking shit. Yeah, the mimicking shit.
I was
started mimicking you a little bit.
Yeah, that was funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was funny. The forgot your whole move list. That was funny. He had the back page line in the first. That was fire. A few lines, man. A few lines here and there. But hey, man, like I told you, bro.
Would you agree, Mike? This is the most debatable round, though.
First round.
Yeah, I got the first round being the most debatable.
Really?
I edged it to you.
Right. I mean, to me, I think the second round is debatable. The third round is debatable. And I said this before, like, I'm happy I graduated mentally, man. I don't debate with people no more. I don't go back
right.
and forth with the bullshit.
Right.
And I don't want to sound like, I don't want to ever feel like I'm sounding like I'm trying to convince somebody ever again. But,
no, not at all.
But,
yeah.
But I will say this. I told you this yesterday.
Right.
For me.
Right.
If you think that Chef Trez took that first round, you are out of your fucking mind. To me. Because you are talking about, listen, man, Trez had, like I said, I don't think he raps as good as me. I think those bars, a lot of those bars in Trez's rounds are very basic. And I've said that before. I always thought Trez is a very, very simple puncher. When you take that round, that first for me was a perfectly crafted round. The only thing that was off about that round was the first two lines.
Trez, well, Mike, you sounded like you don't respect that man's pen, my G. You sound like you're not respecting Chef Trez's pen, my G. Talk to me now.
Hey, man, you know what it is? I do respect the pen, but I can also rate that pen. I can have respect for Chef Trez as a rapper. It's great, man. Your punches hit. It don't matter what I'm saying right now. They worked. They landed, and they got a lot of people saying he won. It's a highly debate. So me saying it at this point doesn't matter. But if we're actually going to talk about the battle, if I'm going to step out of my artist self and be the judge, be the unbiased onlooker, Mike P's pen is better than Chef Trez's. And I think that first round is not even close, man. Even with the twerk line.
You know why it is?
Because if you think I feel like if you were to run back all the bars from Trez's first round, you're not gonna quote as much as you're gonna quote on me. I feel like you could quote every single 2 to 4 lines in that first round for me. From the jump, from the Beetlejuice to the fucking peekaboo to the barking on Chef, put a strap behind his back. You know, I should have sent the plate back, the Jay White with a roundhouse, the Crescent Moon, the Dragon Ball Z, I feel like there are so many bars in that first
round.
But Mike, you've heard people say
that the first round is I've talked to people from, you know, I do a show, I read comments on things, I got people hitting me up, I told people he's coming on the show. They're like, yo, I think the first round was debatable. I could understand why somebody says debatable, but I edged you the first round. Now the second round, the Juice Wilderman's line, I thought that was cool. That was cold. The line you told him about him when he battled Ryder, and even Chef had to give it up. You even see Chef's face, like he was like, "Yo, when you battle somebody, and they're like, I can't front." That line did sting right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Sub-Zero line was fire. I thought you were a little bit more animated and a lot of energy in the second round. The pussy, all that pussy shit. I love that. You had a lot of energy in this round. the Tay-Rock drug in the venue line was fire. That line was fire. That shit was fire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like I said, you know it's fire when your opponent acknowledges the bar, because Chef once again gave it up to you. The Dreamcatcher line was cold too. I thought your first round was a little better than the second round, Mike. I'm gonna keep it tall.
The first round was better, you said?
Yeah, I thought your first round was better than the second round.
Yeah,
nothing
bad
with your second.
I thought it was too. Mm-hmm. Once again, I mean, you're talking to someone that is, I'm unbelievably fond of my first round. I absolutely love my first round. I think my first round was the most fire thing I've ever come up with. I thought that was my best round ever.
Not the second round against Tink, though, Mike. The second against Tink, though.
It didn't heat up until the Street Fighter, man. This was the most fluently fire round I've had. Definitely, man. Or maybe something from like the Aura or the Tape Deck battle, maybe, where I've had fluent fire every 2 to 4bars. Motherfuckers, I'm getting, you know, solid shit.
Now, his second round, he rebutted, once again, he rebutted the Sub-Zero line. The Mark Henry line was, Sub-Zero line was cold. The Mark Henry line, I thought that was cold. I didn't like the Chris Tucker line too much. The Quill Backfire line, I was solid. The pee on the toilet seat was cool. The dental line was all right. And Mike, he started heating up, and I even timed this shit. At the 28 to 18 mark, I thought that's when Chef started wilding this shit. The 4-4 still in reach like my father. Like, here's the thing. I gave him the second round because I thought he had he landed a couple more haymakers than you, Mike, in my opinion. He landed a few more haymakers in that second. What you thought about the second round overall?
I thought it was really close. Once again, really solid rounds. I mean, it wasn't really any weakness in both of us every round. But, yeah, I mean, Trez did his thing. I mean, for me, it's kind of like a flip. It's like a yin-yang situation in the second round where I'm fairly hot in the first half, and I tend to slow down in the second, and he's fairly in the first half.
Right.
And then he kind of turns up towards the second half. So, I mean,
I agree with that.
The last
I agree.
If it's the last thing that people are hearing, absolutely, I can imagine saying, "Oh yeah, well, Chef Trez definitely took that round. He fucking, you know, he ended with fire. I ended on a you know, silent note. Still had fire, like I said, man. It's the bars, but you know, there's a lot of people that don't judge battles like that. It's are you rocking the room or not? And
I thought when he took the angle of trying to break down your resume, whether it's true or false, I thought him trying to break down your resume, and you did it too, also. And why he was here, I like that. I like how both y'all brothers did that shit. Your third round now. When you did the going to sleep angle, I got scared for a minute because I'm like, where am I going with this? But you do angles so good that I'm like, all right. You know what I'm saying? It hit. Pause. Mm-hmm. It did hit, though. You know what I'm saying? I thought Cat slept on you won't hear a word coming out of Chef's mouth. You can't grab the moment. Like, it took niggas a while to catch that.
That was fire, man. The fucking Swedish chef from the fucking Muppet Show, you can't hear shit. I thought that was fire.
Now, another line that you said that I thought fire. That was, yo, another line that you said in this round, Mike, that I was fucking with, the meat slid off the ribs like it was slow, like it was what, slow cooked fire or some shit? What was that? Nigga. I ain't gonna lie, I had a jazz face on that line.
Yeah, it was the meat slid off the ribs like it was slow cooked. He passed with his eyes closed. That's called the fuck. Yeah, that fire, man. Absolute fire. Yeah.
And even the whole bang angle. I like the whole bang angle. The whole bang angle. I like that shit too.
Yeah.
The Beasley Gluezy line. Yo, the Beasley Gluezy line was fire. Man. I ain't gonna hold you. That shit was hard too.
Yeah, man. Yep. And then
you know what I mean? Bernard Hopkins line was solid. But what happened towards the end, Mike? You kind of ended not smoothly. What happened towards the end?
Like I said, man, nothing, bro. I wasn't reacted to, man. I just wasn't reacted to.
Right.
Maybe I didn't pay attention when I was prepping, and maybe I could have thrown in maybe another 4 bars or 8 bars into the time limit. But I thought I had my 3 minutes, and maybe I don't know, bro. Either I maybe said it too fast and it came out weird,
right.
and I think you know what I mean. So you know, by the time I ended it, it was a bar that I thought I'd end good. I thought it would get a nice reaction and then that'd be it. But it just looked weird. But it wasn't a slip up.
Your third round was straight. It's just towards the way you ended it. I'm just saying, like, me and my cousin watching it, and he was like, he thought he gave it to you 2-1. My cousin, I gave it to Chef. I edged the Chef 2-1. I went back and forth. It's so debatable. But I would say this, though. I thought the best round Chef had this whole battle was third round because of the angles that he took. And obviously, you know. Huh? I know, Mike. You're probably tired of hearing about the police. But you know what? The last thing, people are going to flip that shit. But it's how they flipped it. I thought the whole angle about, you know, your last name, you know, he did stumble. I ain't gonna front though, but he rebutted your moment of lifeline. I thought that was cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The coach said when you shoot, keep your elbow That was a haymaker, Mike. I ain't gonna front. That was a haymaker.
Yeah, no, that was fire. That was definitely fire. Absolutely.
And then he went into pain rap. And I think once you start going into pain rap and you doing battle rap and collections and all that shit he was talking about, you know what I'm saying? But
he was talking, hey, man, it's not
he threw me off,
bro.
Hold on, Chef, you threw me off, though. You threw me off when you trying to break down his resume and you was talking about he lost the tank. Come on, my nigga. Even I saw your face, like, you was like, come on, bro. I lost the tank. Like, Chef, I had to deduct a point off you because of that. My nigga, I ain't gonna hold you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
for real.
It's like for me I'm on edge with it because for me, my last name is not police. All right, and I understand, bro. Rap is all about stretching words, making shit. You know what I mean? I called Trez Rez at one point just to make like Rez. You know, it was one bar.
Right.
But my last name is not police. I got to the point where I'm thinking, okay, this should die out because like everybody's used. It's been used before for me. I've heard it already. I thought Trez's round was very focused on rapping. Yes, was it an angle? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it was enough as far as comparing to the bars that I had for him. I understand he was talking. Mm-hmm. You know, and listen, man, I could have been had a round about I've probably had a more fucked up life than you. I've probably been through more shit than you. I've probably dealt with more shit than you. I could have been had this round because I've heard it a fucking million times. So, like I said, for me personally, that third round is nothing to me. I've heard it before.
Mm.
I've probably lived a tougher life than Trez. I've probably been through more shit than Trez. Like, you know what I mean? But I'm not the type that wants to talk about that. I don't want to angle.
Right.
I don't want to talk about that. It don't matter. So, for me personally, that third is mine. I punched. I wilded out. Everything was towards him. Everything was for him. You know, regardless of how I ended or if the crowd don't want to react to nothing, I thought that third was mine. Chef did his thing, bro. Like I said, man, I'm not hating. I'm not, you know, motherfuckers want to give him the win. That's great. I've never felt so accepted of seeing motherfuckers telling me that I lost. So I'm happy. Like I said, graduated. I'm good. Mentally, I'm chill.
Let me ask you a question, Mike, because we talk about a lot of people talking about wins and losses, right? Now, I had you beating Daylight. You can look on PSA podcast if you want to take a look. We recap that battle here. I had you beating Daylight. I had you beating Tank. Here's the thing with the ad battle. Even though I had ad winning that, I still thought you were spitting a lot of fire shit. You know, a lot of times I think as fans, where fans fuck up at, even if you think somebody might have lost the battle, the other motherfucker was spitting some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's not forget that. Mr. Shooter shit. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Does that frustrate you sometimes, though?
Yeah.
Where people say you might not have clear wins out here, like, you know? Right.
Yeah, I've noticed these online kind of trends with Mike, with me. You know what I mean? It's like these things these few things that I'm aware that I'm the only rapper, and stop me if I'm lying, I am the only rapper, URL, that has questions asked from fans saying, do you think Mike P is a good fit on URL?
It's the white boy thing, Mike. Let's keep Mike. Let's be real. It's the white boy thing, right?
Yeah.
Let's be real.
No, of course. Of course, bro. Of course. Absolutely. That's not even a question. That's
not even a question. Come on. Right.
Absolutely. So this is that's one thing that I always hear. And now this new trend that I'm hearing is that I don't get wins. So are we handpicking? Sue Surf hasn't won a battle clearly in 7 years. Are we?
Damn,
do we talk
Mike.
About that, or is it only me? I'm being real. That's not even hating on Sue.
Right.
I'll be the first to tell you, 99% of battles are debatable. It is hard when you are facing a certain caliber of talent. You need a slip up. You need a slip up on the other side, or something has to happen for you to really grab a clear win from a professional writer, a professional rapper, a battle rapper that does this. You know what I mean? Clear wins are so hard to come by. And if you want to judge off URL, that's great. I beat Haitian Clear. Shut up. Leave me alone.
Facts, facts.
But I beat Pink Clear. And then if you want to go back to my first nine battles, I 3-0'd Cosmo. Mm. I 3-0'd Oops. I 3-0'd Procaine. I 3-0'd Bars McVeigh. I beat Reaper Rail. I beat Merrick City. I 3-0'd Aura. I 3-0'd Tape Deck. I 3-0'd I've got.
And most of those, and Mike, most of those wins got you to URL, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I've gotten my wins. About 12 to 13, arguably, out of my 14 battles. There's only one battle that I have at where you could say that's a clear loss. And if that doesn't show you right there how hard clear wins are you know, to come by, I don't know what to tell you. So if fans want to – since fans don't seem to have that much to hate on me about, I'm always coming 1,000%. I put my heart and soul into it. You could see it on my face when I'm rapping. You know how much I care. Know how much I put into. I interact with fans more than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I give myself to y'all all the time. So since you can't find anything rap-wise to shit on me about, you make it into bullshit. Oh, he needs to be on KOTD. Oh, well, he hasn't gotten a clear win. Oh, well, when is he going to make that transition? Oh, well, does he even belong here? Does he fit here? Y'all got nothing else to say. You really don't.
Mm.
You see me. You know I get better every time. You see me progress every single battle. I'm getting better and better and better. You know why? Because I actually care. I care. And if you don't want to respect the fact that I care, you can move on to stupid shit. Like, I don't get clear wins or just dumb shit that I hear all the time.
Is it frustrating, though? Is it frustrating? Let's be real, man. We're going to be a real talk here because, Mike, I'm over 35 years old, brother. Let me throw it out there. So.
Yeah.
I'm not into I like, if you can rhyme, you can rhyme. I really don't give a fuck what color you are. Let's just be real with it.
Yeah,
I'm born in Brooklyn, New York City. You're born in Long Island. We are both born in the mecca of hip-hop. Let's be clear right here on PSA. So hip-hop is in your veins, first of all. That's not even a question. I don't have to question you on that.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? You're from the land. You're from the home of EPMD, Rakim, De La Soul. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, let's be, you feel me? So it's in your veins, but does it get frustrating that motherfucker's always going to pull the angle? Does he fit here? You feel me? Because let's be real. Motherfuckers, let me show you something, Mike. Niggas want Big K to come over here. Why? Because he fits the part of maybe the street rapper, and Mike don't really got to profess that shit because he's just giving you straight bars, and he's mixing in other shit here and there with it. Is it a bit frustrating for you?
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. I love this culture, man. I love this culture. If we're going to keep it real, I had KOTD offer before I had a URL offer. I chose to be here. I wanted to be here. I knew the challenge that it would be, and I knew the fight that it would be. Like I said, I've said multiple times, I'm not going to sit here and complain about being white, okay? I'm not about to try to talk about it sure does suck being white. No, I'm not about to do that. But I do know it's going to be tougher to get acceptance. It's going to be tougher to get my respect. And have I been okay with it? No. It kills me, bro. It absolutely kills me inside, man. If the people really knew how much, you know, I get days ruined by, you know, by the thoughts of some of these fans that I care about. You know what I mean? Like, it really does bother me. It really does get to me because I feel like this is the first time in my life where when I'm putting something out and I'm not getting it back. You know what I mean? Where I'm sitting here, you know, busting my ass, bro. Busting my ass as a battle rapper, which doesn't
writing rhymes, trying to get three rhymes together, memorize the motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
Until something comes out of it, it doesn't put me in a Ferrari. It doesn't put me in a mansion. I work 40 to 56 hours a week, and I bust my ass 24/7 every single chance I got when I'm at work, when I'm at home, when I'm eating, when I'm trying to sleep, when I'm waking up. I'm constantly writing and writing and writing and writing, trying to entertain, trying to do this, trying to do that, trying to do this, trying to do that. It's such a stressful job or hobby, whatever you want to call it at this point. And to not get back what you put in is absolutely frustrating. It borders upsetting. But I'm cool with it now. Like, I've accepted it, bro. After 3 years, I'm finally like, okay, all right, whew, I'm okay with everything now because it was very – I've been trying to have this – I've been fighting with this false sense of acceptance. Like I'm going to rap my way to everybody liking me. Like, I'm going to rap my way to every single comment being positive, every single person saying, yeah, I like you, Mike. You're not trash. And I've been fighting with this false sense of accomplishment. That's never going to happen because that's not the reality. So – And it really happened soon as I stepped off stage with Chef Trez. As soon as I stepped off stage with Chef Trez and I started hearing the same thing I heard with Daylight, everybody in the building got me losing. 2-1, 3-0, nobody, Mike's trash, go to KOTD. I was like, you know what? It's not even about the battles anymore. I know it's about me. So now I'm like, you know what? Okay, I can't fight it. I can't fight it. I can't change it. All I can do is do what I do all the time, which is
Mike. Let me ask you a question. Mike, let me ask you a question. Do you ever regret saying maybe I should have gone to KOTD because of the frustration, or are you just like, nah, listen, I'm just going to deal with it. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, never. URL, man. This is. I love this shit, man. I love this shit. You know, more than anything, bro. I KOTD. You know, it was an idea when I, you know, I never thought I'd be on URL and. You know, I had gotten an offer on KOTD. I took it. I was prepping for it. And, you know, something happened. I wasn't able to make it. And then between trying to set up a possible, you know, another battle on that side, I had finally gotten a call from URL. And it was a tough decision. You know what I mean? It's, you know, I had to break it to KOTD. You know, kind of made me feel like an asshole. But I honestly told them, I'm like, listen, man, this is, you know, I've dreamed about being on Smack when I wasn't on, you know, when I wasn't even a battle rapper. You know what I mean? Like, I have to take this. Like, this is my dream. I still wait. You know, there's still times where I'm like, damn, bro. Like, I'm on the fucking URL stage. That shit's crazy.
Right.
Bro. I've been watching this shit for years. So, you know, I'm still a little kid when it comes to it, man. But, nah, no regrets, bro. No regrets, especially now, man. Especially now that I've kind of just, I'm growing from it all. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you a question. What's going on with you and Young Cannon, Mike P? Seen a lot of my guy Young Cannon was throwing some greasy tweets out there. You and Young Cannon would be a dope fight. Would be a dope battle though, Mike. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, it'd be a dope battle, but I mean, and nothing you know what the funniest part about it is? Nothing happened with me and Young Cannon. It was nothing, bro. Battles get turned down all the time, man. There are battles that are you know, people call up both of the people and try to set it up. Ain't nobody ever talks about it. Young Cannon felt like crying on Twitter about it, and the fans wrote with it. I mean, what are we talking about just now? And, like, that situation is funny to me because it's like when I'm sitting here thinking, okay, you got Young Cannon on Twitter upset that Mike P turned the battle down. Why isn't anyone like, yo, Young Cannon, go get another fucking battle? Like, why are you bitching about Mike P saying no? But, of course, everybody.
But, Mike, wow, let me ask you a question. Why would you say no to Young Cannon, though? That's a good look for you, though.
Oh,
Young Cannon is
fire. I'm telling you right now, you'll know soon, man. You'll know. I have something in my sights. I have something that is, I'm grazing it with my fingertips. I almost have a hold on it. And, you know, Young Cannon was not in my sights. But it wasn't even Young Cannon. Born Legacy 5 was not in my sights. I had a plan as to what is next after Born Legacy 4. URL has a plan as to what is next for Born Legacy 4. And we are 99% locked in for it. And we've been for quite some time now. So there was no battle.
But you don't like Young Cannon, a guy that's been here for a long time. You know, Mike, he was here before you, respectfully,
hey man,
my brother.
This
man beat JC. This man beat Chilla. This man arguably beat Danny Myers.
Like I said, man, people tend to think turning down a battle means I'm disrespecting the man. I never said anything about him. Bro, I was at that wasn't even a conversation ever, bro. I was the night that I heard about Young Cannon for the first time, and last time, I was waiting to get a fucking table at a restaurant with my wife, and I got a call. It was Pete from the War Report. He said, yo, what's good? We're thinking about you and Young Cannon, Born Legacy 5. What you think? I said, One leg, all right, hold on, can I get back to you in a little? I just want to sit on it for a little bit. He's like, yeah, sure. I sat on it for about 45 seconds, called him back, and was like, nah, I think I'm going to sit out. That's it.
But Mike, if somebody hears this, they're going to be like, Dre, Young Cannon is sounding like he kind of, I mean, Mike trying to sound like he kind of ain't want that smoke. People are going to say that, Mike.
No,
this is the world we live in. You know how that goes.
Of course people are going to say that. Of course, people already said it. They said it as soon as Young Cannon tweeted, oh, I could have been on Born Legacy 5, but it's all Mike P's fault. Motherfucker, go ask for another battle, bro. Why are you swinging on my nuts talking about me saying no? Go get another battle. You're Young Cannon, right? I'm sure
but he respects
you,
but Mike,
battle,
he must
bro.
Respect you, though, Mike. But Mike, you got to look at it this
no
way,
respect.
Mike. He probably respects
he
your
no
pen game, though.
Dre, he got no respect for me. Let me tell you a little bit about Young Cannon. The only interaction I've ever had with Young Cannon before we talked, I don't know what happened, but I think about like a month and a half, 2 months before I said no to the battle, he was on every post that had something to do with me saying some slick shit. He said something about I remember somebody posted on Bias about me, and he went on the comment section and was like, oh, that's why he got punched in the first battle. Ha, 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 ha. And then he was on another one of my posts, and he's like, ha, you ain't shit, I'll body you. Just talking shit, like being mad disrespectful, saying dumb shit. And I knew what the case was. He wanted me to respond. Mm-hmm. He wanted to get me fired up. And then all of a sudden, it's Mike P and Young Cannon. This needs to happen.
But isn't that selling the fight, though, Mike? But, Mike, isn't that selling the fight, though? Isn't that selling the fight?
It's selling a fight that I don't even know about. It's not coming out like that. You know what I mean? And I never even thought of it that way until like after like the 12th time he did it, where I'm like, where it wasn't even a like I didn't even know about a post. I just go to a random thread, and I just see him talking shit about me. I'm just like, why the fuck is Young Cannon talking shit? And I never responded because I don't care about Young Cannon. You know what I mean? And like I said, bro, that's no disrespect. But also, I don't give a fuck what you used to do. I don't care who you were, okay? It doesn't matter, bro, especially if you're not on my plan. Briz Rothstein ran his mouth about me for months. And never accepted a battle. I never talked about it. I never bitched about it. I never complained and said, hey, Briz Rothstein is on camera claiming that I took his shit, on camera saying he would body me. And then I would talk about it with URL. Hey, you think we could lock down that Briz? And they say, yeah, Briz, you're not in Briz's plans. I didn't bitch about it because that's his career. That's that man's career. If Mike P is not in Briz Rothstein's plans, I'm not going to fucking bitch about it. I'm a grown man. If Young Cannon is not in my plans as a man for my career, how I want my career to move, why are you fucking crying about it? Why are you going on Twitter and even talking about it? Acting like I'm the reason why you're not on Born Legacy 5? Don't fucking ask for somebody else, bro. Like, it's just retarded. It's retarded, bro.
But Mike, hold on, Mike. But to play devil's advocate, though, my G, some people would say, like, all right, this is what I'm trying to say, Mike. If a guy like Young Cannon, who's been in the game a long time, fill me out real quick, Mike, says, you know what?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind battling a dude like Mike P. Like, this is a guy that's battled numerous dudes. He's been there for a long time, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
He's part of Cave Gang, which is a good look for him. He's coming back to URL. I think personally, and I'm just saying that as a supporter, the guy who does a show here, I think you and Young Cannon would be a good look. But some people will also say, Mike, you did this twice. Some people will say the Snake Eyes, you ain't went about a Snake Eyes, which is a good look also because to me that was building as a grudge match. I know you're tired of hearing about that. I feel you, Mike. But I'm just saying that's going to be the narrative where people are going to twist that.
Listen, just because a battle rapper is getting on a social media site talking about another battle rapper, that does not mean that battle rapper, they have to fucking battle. That does not mean that now I just gotta battle. Oh, Snake Eyes said Mike P sucks. Oh, now Mike P has to battle Snake Eyes. Oh my God. Like, no, man. Like, with the Snake Eyes situation, that is just a simple, that would have just done nothing. That would have done nothing for me. I got patient. I went to Av. I went to Tink. I'm slowly rising and rising and rising. Why would I have ever taken Snake Eyes? There was no reason to take Snake Eyes. And like I said, once again, with the Young Cannon situation, they called me. They said, you want to be on Born Legacy 5? I said, no, I'll sit out. I didn't even think about it. It wasn't like a, oh, man, well, I don't know, man. Young Cannon, he beats a lot of people. I don't know if I want to lose to him. It wasn't even about that. I didn't even think about Young Cannon when they said Young Cannon. I just heard Born Legacy 5. That's what I said no to. That's what I said no to before I said no to Young Cannon. I heard Born Legacy 5. I said, nope, because Born Legacy 5 is not in my plans. It's just not in my plans. Not something I want to do.
But Mike, as a competitor, there's not a part of you be like, you know what, though? Sometimes I got to show people what time it is. Like, okay, you talk a hella greasy. I really need to show you that, yo, you really want this smoke? Well, come get it, because I'm going to bring you this smoke. And when the smoke comes, you know what it is. Sometimes you gotta pull them punches, Mike. And I think,
yeah, but you know what?
Young Cannon, Mike.
At this point in my career, I'd play around like that. I don't have time to just play around like that and be all friendly and be all, you know, competitive. I need to be strategic. Competitive doesn't do anything for my career. Strategy is what does something. Would you like it if Av just stepped down and battled Jack Boy Maine because Jack Boy Maine called him out?
Aw, damn.
No, hey, bro. Like,
shout out Jack Boy Maine, but I understand where you're going. Shout out Jack Boy Maine.
No disrespect to Jack Boy Maine, but if we're going to talk about Snake Eyes, let's talk about Jack Boy Maine. They're both in the same position. Would the world think that would the world think that's even a smart move to just step down and battle somebody just for the competition? No, Av's in the middle.
No, because you know what? Let me piggyback what you're saying right quick, Mike. I interviewed Briz Rothstein last night, right? And I was going over Briz's resume. I'm like, my man, you battle Arsenal, DNA, Passwords, and Shotgun Shug. Like, would you battle a dude on a come up? You know, and he's like kind of saying he don't know because, you know, let's be real, he's battling the Verbs of the world, these guys of the world. I guess how battle rap is. And you know what, Mike? It's kind of fucked up, though, because think about it. Battle rap is not about, yo, let's battle anymore. It's turning into, like, where you at right now in your career. Like, does it make sense?
Yeah.
Is it kind of fucked up, though? Because it's really kind of fucked up. If you think, let's see the conversation we have. It is kind of fucked up that it's not, let's just battle.
It is, but it isn't. Because you gotta understand, man. Like when you get to that point where, you know, it really does matter. Every single battle matters. You know, to a certain extent, when you're trying to do something. So back then it was about competition, but back then there was 30 rappers in the world. There was 20 battle rappers. It was the same.
Yeah.
It was the same 20 people on every URL card battling in rotation. So
the Verb, the Rex, Hitman, Surf, Young L.
Now, bro. It was the same people. It was the same people in rotation for years. So now, it absolutely matters. I battle Snake Eyes right now. Everybody is gonna look at it as Mike P is falling off. And that's, once again, that's no disrespect to Snake Eyes. Let's keep it real. People are going to go, why the fuck is Mike P battling Snake Eyes? They're going to do the classic. They're already, there's people doing it with me and Snake.
Mike, I feel you. But Mike, it's been built up so long that I think if you saw Born Legacy, Mike P against Snake Eyes, I don't think too much people are going to be like, wow, I think they're gonna look at it as that has the potential to be the grudge match of the night. The tension's been there, the storyline has been written, you know.
It has potential to be a good battle. Is it gonna be a hit when it comes out? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Unless Snake Eyes gets his name up in the mainstream battle rap world. And trust me, you're talking to somebody that never wanted to talk like this ever. But now that I'm here, I get it. I understand it. I absolutely understand it. Dre, there are people that are trying to shit on me for battling Chef Trez. And you know why? They're going, wow. You went from Daylight to Chef Trez. damn, son. Mike,
but Shep and I though,
so
Mike
URL,
though. I gotta disagree
I
with that comment
know,
though.
I hey, man, that's not me talking. That's not me talking. That's
I don't
what I'm
think
saying.
I disagree
from,
with that though.
If I go from Daylight to Chef Trez to Snake Eyes, everybody in the URL is saying they're about to get Mike P the fuck out of here. They don't give a shit. They're not giving him nothing. They're not giving him all.
But this man just battled DNA. Well, hold on, Mike. But hold on. Some people will say, hold on. How can people say that when this man just battled a legend in DNA?
Yeah.
Even though people are going to say, wherever he battled, man, in my opinion, I don't care if he battled Bullpen or whatever. I support all the leagues. But that's what some people will say. He battled B-Magic.
Of course, bro.
He's battled Craig Lamar. You know, Ryder, he's coming up a fire battle with Ryder. I got to totally disagree with anybody saying that with respect to Chef Trez.
Fully engulfed in all the bullshit, man. So I know that would happen, man. Sadly, I mean, Trez, bro, listen, man, if I didn't think Trez was worth it or he wouldn't have done anything for me, I wouldn't have picked him to battle. So
definitely.
Very beneficial picking Chef people that are will look you dead in your face and go, damn, yo, you went from Daylight to Chef Trez. Holy shit, you're fucking falling off. You should go to fucking King of the God. It's just the same shit. It's the same shit. So, I mean, but like I said, man, with Young Cannon, I personally don't think that would have done anything. I don't think that would have done anything. I'm at a point now where I need to be having some blockbuster battles. My battles need to keep getting crazier and crazier and crazier. I don't have room right now to step down and take a Young Cannon, and that's not disrespecting
that's not
him, bro.
That's not a step down, though, Mike. You wildin'. That's not a step down, man. Nah.
In the battle world, that is a step down. Dre,
I disagree, Mike.
Last battle, and I hate, listen, bro, Young Cannon's last battle has 8,000 views.
But, Mike, I can't go off that, though.
That is not going to do anything for me, bro. It's not going to do anything for me.
Well, see, Mike, you're talking. You know what this is right now, Mike? You know what this is? And I respect it. You're talking in the eyes of the battle rapper, how it's looking for you. And I guess I'm looking at it as the guy that does a podcast and does a show. So it's both sides.
Both sides
of the spectrum is different.
You're looking at it at like a battle. You're Young Cannon, Mike P. Great. Young Cannon's great. Mike P is cool. Absolutely. Awesome battle. But you have to understand.
Mike, I'm going on record. Mike, I'm going on record and saying this right now on PSA. I fuck with Chef Trez heavy, but Young Cannon, you would have been a better battle. I'm telling you. Mark my words, I'm telling you, Mike, on this. Young Cannon is fire, man. I don't think it's a step down at all.
Hey,
my nigga, he's in Cave Gang. Let's be real. Cave Gang got a strong squad.
Listen, bro, once again, man, like I said, Young Cannon is like 9,001, okay? Young Cannon is an amazing battle rapper. He is a dope battle rapper. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not. I don't think I am. But I am now at a moment where when I get offered a battle, I got to think, what did this guy do? How popular is he right now? Is it going to affect, is it going to affect me in a positive manner? Is it going to up the views? Is it going to up the stock? What is it going to do? And I look at Young Cannon now. I'm not saying I denied him because of all these things that I'm talking about now. But if I were to sit back now, Young Cannon would not have done anything. It would have been a dope battle, but it would have been a dope battle that not a lot of people would have saw. And I don't need that right now. I don't need a Young Cannon. I don't want a Young Cannon. I need somebody other than Young Cannon. I need somebody bigger than that. I need it. I need it. If we're talking...
But, Mike, let me ask you a question. You talk about Mike. But, Mike, hold on. You and I just talked about wins and losses, and people are saying that, yo, Mike, you ain't been winning a lot of battles. Is it going to be hard that if people are saying this, that the league, that you are real brand that you're under, the umbrella that you're under, are going to get those big names if the fans think you might be losing certain battles?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, bro. Listen, I talk to you all the time, man. Like, they know what I know. They know the deal, bro. They know the deal. Just because fans are picking and choosing to talk about me and wins and losses, when you're sitting here, I got wins, bro. I have wins. That shit don't matter. It don't affect my career. And like I said, man, hopefully y'all are going to understand why I simply said no to Born Legacy 5. You're going to know very soon. And it's like, it might come off as cocky, or I think I'm bigger than canon, or I think I'm bigger than the battle world, or it's really, I'm just truthfully trying to break down as honest as I possibly could why Young Canon would have not been a good choice for my career. Battle wise, probably be an awesome battle. He's good. I'm good. Great. Let's fucking toast your fucking orange juice and give a cheers. That's awesome. It'd probably be a good battle. But would it benefit Mike P? I don't think so. And that's, I mean, that's as real as I can keep it, bro. That's as real as I can keep it. I even looked at Chef Trent at that point where I was like, I don't know if this is going to do bigger numbers than Daylight. It's just at that point now where you have to think of it like that. You have to think
of it
like that.
The game got into it. Let me ask you a question here before we got 3 minutes, 4 minutes left here. Chef Trez and JC, what do you think about that?
I think it's going to be good, man. I think Trez needs to, if he focuses, because you're not going to rap better than JC. Nobody's going to rap better than JC. So I think if he focuses on a lot of things that JC doesn't do, he could make it close. He can make it close, possibly take a win. JC's always tended to be kind of too lyrical.
I got JC.
For the URL crowd. Now I got JC winning too. But I don't know. Maybe from a bar.
On camera, I got JC definitely. Chef might try to squeak in the room.
On camera it might be disgusting. On camera might be pretty brutal. It might be pretty brutal because JC is just—he's just godly. Hey. He just has godly lyricism, and he just—I envy people like that, man. I don't know how people have a mind that to rap the way JC does. But can Trez take it in the building? Yeah, man.
Mm.
I should know.
What do you think about your homie New Jersey Twerk and Clean Paper?
Oh man, honestly, bro, I don't even know, man.
I know Twerk is your guy.
Twerk is my guy. I think I liked him versus Dougie better than I liked him against Glueezy.
Agree. Co-sign, Mike.
I hope he doesn't keep becoming like more intricate. You know what I mean? Like he was very over the head versus Glue. And I want him to get, you know, revert back to that old, even, you know, Barbarian Battle League New Jersey Twerk.
Madness!
To punch, yeah, madness. I want him to really hone in on the punchlines. I think he was a little too Chilla-esque in the battle with Glueezy. So tone it down.
Are you saying Chilla-esque? Are you saying that he's more of a camera guy too? The same thing with Erica JC?
Like a Mox Cillian, and you know what I mean, like the word stretching and you know making one word into four words, and you know what I mean, like the therapeutic in his, you know what I mean, like fucking show up like a motherfucker because Clean is, you know, he's Clean, bro. He's fire.
Right.
He's absolutely fire. You know, soon as he start, if he starts the round with, you know what I don't like about you, dog.
Oh boy, that's gonna shake the room. That's gonna shake the room,
bro. That building is burning down if he does that.
Mike, we got 50 seconds here, man. I appreciate you rocking me, man. I really appreciate. I'm putting this shit out tonight if I can. You know what I mean, brother? I appreciate you coming on PSA. Anytime you want to come on, brother. You know, I would like to get you and Young Cannon up here if that's possible one day, just to have a conversation if it's possible. We'll talk, Mike.
All right,
Mike G. We'll talk. Mike, I appreciate you, brother.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
I'll
hit you tomorrow, brother. All right.
Good.
Yes, sir. That's what it is. Got 20 seconds here, man. Holla at my boys. You can put this shit out tonight. Shout out to Mike P, PSA Podcast. I got a fucking show tomorrow that's going to be fucking fire. I'm not even going to talk about this shit. You niggas will see this shit tomorrow night when this shit is popping. Swear to God. Holla at your boy. PSA. I'm out. One. Shout out Timbo. You already know what it is. Easy. Shout out Mike P again, man.